So I have a great idea. Why don't you have a menorah which is circular? That would surely distinguish you from all other people on your block. You're going to have a menorah which is a semicircle, or I don't know, maybe it's in steps or it's a zigzag. Why are all our menorahs straight? So the Gemara in Shabbos and Chav Gimel Amud Beis talks about if you have a bowl of oil and it has multiple wicks, if the bowl is not covered, then it is a problem of a madura, that all the wicks are going to combine together, or it's going to look like it's one big bonfire, and that is not, as Rashi says, it's not dome le ner. It's not comparable to the ner. It's not an Aruch Hanukkah wick, it has to be a ner, not a madura. The Darkei Moshe and Tav Reish Ayin Aleph on this Gemara, when the Shulchan Aruch is talking about this Gemara, the Darkei Moshe pipes up and he says, well, menorahs, which are circular, are also a problem of madura. Also, if they're zigzag, there's zen nichnas v'zeh yotzei, you know, the candles go in a zigzag, you know, like when your kid comes home and he makes a preschool menorah, but the menorah is not exactly straight because the kid didn't put it in exactly a straight line, that would be a problem of zen nichnas v'zeh yotzei. However, then the Darkei Moshe then quotes a Trumas Hadeshen. And the Trumas Hadeshen says, as long as there's a space between each candle, which we say is about an etzpa, so, as long as there's this space, you're not going to have a problem of a madura, and therefore, even if it's circular, it wouldn't be a problem at all. And that's, in fact, how the Ramah paskins. The Ramah brings down these earlier shitas, which are machmir, but then he quotes the Trumas Hadeshen, Tav Reish Ayin Aleph, and he says that as long as there's a space in between the menorahs, it's fine. So, why can't we have circle menorahs? So, the reason is because the Magen Avraham brings down a chumra from the Marashal, that the Marashal says, well, look, really, the menorah is supposed to be straight. And if it should be a shura shava, a straight row. Why? Because of the reason of mechudar. That it's nicer when you have a straight menorah, which is, you know, a straight, the candles are all in a line. That makes the menorah much more beautiful. And it's a prettier sight to see all the candles lined up. And therefore, because of this hiddur mitzvah, that's why all our menorahs are straight. The Aruch HaShulchan kind of gives a little bit of a different reason. He says that we want to be able to have all the candles be nicker, that they're recognizable, like what night it is. If you have a semicircle or you have a circle, you're not going to be able to tell what night of Chanukah it is. And the Rav Poalim, however, gives a third reason. He says the reason is because we want to have a menorah which simulates the menorah that was in the Beis HaMikdash, and obviously the Beis HaMikdash, the menorah was not round, it was a regular, the candles were in a straight line on the menorah. However, the Aruch HaShulchan seems to indicate that in his times, if they had a fancy lamp, which was more of a hiddur mitzvah, to use this lamp, this candelabra, which was in the branches all around it, so it was kind of like a circle, the Aruch HaShulchan says that's okay to use. V'chein anu nohagim, he says, that's how we have the minhag to use. Apparently they had a minhag to use these circular lamps, probably because the hiddur mitzvah reason, it works the opposite way. That if you have a fancy candelabra, it's more of a hiddur mitzvah to use this circular menorah. Okay, well what about a menorah which is in steps, like madrigos? You know, you have all these steps up, so candle number one is on a lower level, then candle two is next to it, but it's a little bit higher, and then three goes a little bit higher than that, etc. So v'chai adam and kufn and dalad yud, and the Shulchan Shlomo in Simon Dawid, they write that no, it would be a problem. Archai Adam seems to say it's a problem of Hidr Mitzvah. Shulchan Shlomo seems to say it's a problem of a Madura again. So that's probably why no one follows. No one ever has a menorah which is in tiers like that. However, there's an amazing Mari Bruna brought down in the Nusim Prayer of Gestetner, Tav Reish Ayin Aleph Yud Dalid, who's quoting this Mari Bruna, who says that no, in fact, it's better to have a menorah which is in tiers up like that, because Malin Bekodesh V'lo Meridin, that we'd rather go up in Kedusha and not go down. And therefore it's an Indian to have a menorah which goes up in higher, you know, up is in tiers and in steps like that. I guess it's outside the scope of this 4-minute Mechabura to figure out how that fits with the sugi of Malin Bekodesh V'lo Meridin. That seems to be a big Chiddush. Ba'alach Lamaish and the Mekadesh Yisrael of HaParnes, he brings down and he says, well look, you should probably not Kedai to have a menorah which is circular. First of all, because it's of Hidr Mitzvah. And he also has another tshuva where he says, you probably shouldn't even have one in tiers like this Mari Bruna, because that would seem to be going against Minhag Klal Yisrael. Minhag Klal Yisrael is that we have straight menorahs, although technically it wouldn't be a problem to have these tiered menorah like the Mari Bruna. And that's how the Avnei Chefetz in Nunhei seems to paskin, that you really could follow the Mari Bruna and have a tiered menorah, but a Minhag Klal Yisrael is is that we have a straight row menorah.